All right. We're going to go ahead and let's begin with a prayer. We're thankful for be with all those who are suffering from the earthquakes and just the massive amount of those who have lost their lives and the grief and sorrow there for those who remain. We pray that you would be with those families, and particularly, Father, if they're our brothers or sisters are there as well. And it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Okay. Is it warm in here? It feels warm to me. It feels... Can we kick... I'm going to kick that fan on, at least, at a minimum. I'll be up here. You have to give me an IV in the middle of this. Okay. So this is, again, just a quick reminder. We're going to do a 5-6 minute review of last week, and we've got plenty to cover tonight. So this is more than a song leading class. It's just kind of a music class, but we're going to get... After tonight, we will focus more on song leading because I know Lads the Leader is coming up, and we may even need to be thinking about certain songs, and we could actually talk about those songs specifically, how to lead those songs if there's certain songs that you have picked or your kids have picked. This is not meant to be a big everything on music. Okay, this is 4 weeks. I'm not an expert, but I know enough to be leading singing. I've done that for over 40 years now. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. So last week we went over a few things. And, week before last, because last week was the potluck deal in the afternoon and all that. So we didn't have this list. So it's been 2 weeks. So I'm not going to be too hard on you. If you don't remember anything, I won't call my therapist after this. But let's see. These five lines... And four spaces, just that, what is that called? Starts with an S. The staff, okay? And so there's a staff here, and a staff is just a way to put notes on. It's something to put notes on so you can tell the relativity, you know, where they are from each other. And then these two things here are called what? Awesome. So this is the treble clef. These are clefs, okay? And you have the treble clef, and you have the bass clef. Now, typically, generally, there's more than this, but generally, there are four parts that music will be written in to be sung, particularly in our songbooks. And what are those parts? Yep, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. And what's the difference? What are those? So what's the significance of those? Generally, what do you know about those? Okay, so the females typically sing soprano, alto. And where would you find soprano, alto on here? On treble or clef or... Okay, they're on the treble clef. Okay, so typically the females, if you're a female and you're trying to figure out your notes and you're watching notes, you're typically going to be looking up here. You can ignore almost everything down here on the bass clef. And men typically will be singing on the bass clef. And generally, unless you're a song leader, you can ignore kind of what's up here. Now, sometimes it helps to know when we're singing parts and women are singing a part and the men start off, unto thee, O Lord, and then you have, unto thee, O Lord. You'll see that the men start, that's how you know the men start, is because there's nothing up here for a while. We're going to talk about that. There's rests. that tell sopranos and altos to rest. But you'll see on the bottom, on the bass clef, you'll see the notes start right away. And you're like, ooh, if I'm a man and I'm singing down here, I got to be prepared. Okay? Or if you look in a song and there's nothing up here in the middle of the song, but there's something down here, you know that that's a male lead. Or there could be a soprano lead. Okay? But soprano, alto, usually sing, well, always are going to be on the treble clef, and tenor and bass are going to be on the bass clef. Soprano is usually the higher women's voices, so it is usually when you look, if you look, pick up the songbook and you look in there, we'll look in the songbook in a minute, a few songs, but you'll see a top set of notes, usually, and a bottom set of notes, usually. Sometimes they're the same note. It's okay for, you know, women to sing the same note. Some songs, they have them. Sometimes it'll say in unison, and when it's in unison, everybody's singing the same note. But you can have, you'll have sopranos that will be more at the top. They're typically the upper notes. The altos are going to be the second set of notes. You'll have tenor. Tenor is the higher male voices, and they're going to sing on the upper part of the bass clef. And bass will sing the bottom notes that are on the bottom part of the bass clef. Okay? Soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Okay, then we talked about notes and the names of the notes. So they're alphabet. So if you don't know the alphabet, that's your first. But you don't have to know all the alphabet. You just need to know up to what letter? Up to G. Okay, so you don't have to know H, I, J, L, P, Q. All right, so if you got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and you know those in order, you're on your way. All right? So they're always in order. And so you have F is in the space on the bass clef, then G, and they're not going to get scrambled. They're going to go F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. This is the same note. That's middle C. Oh, should have asked that question. All right, so this is middle C. And middle C is the middle. Why? Why is it middle C? It's in the middle of what? Of the two clefs, right? Between the treble clef and the bass clef. So that's middle C. Now, that's a high note for who and a low note for who? I'm sorry?
High for tenor, low for alto.
Okay, yeah, so this is high for men. Middle C is a high note for men, and it's a low note for women. Okay, not super low and not super high. Tenors can go way above that. But that's a pretty high note for the men, and you're getting low for women, particularly if you're a soprano. Okay, you'll feel it. All right? And then C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. It just keeps going. And it goes down, and it'll go up. Now, it doesn't go a whole lot further because there are some people. So from whatever, A to A, or A to G, is called a what? That range. It is a scale. It's an octave. Okay, so most people can sing maybe a couple of octaves at the most. Okay, an octave and a half. There are professional singers who sing three, four octaves. Right, and that's not like singing up an octave lower. I mean, they can sing. They just keep going. It's like the piano, and you just blah, 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 and they can hit the notes all the way up to some crazy amount, okay? All right, so that's kind of what we learned last week, and there's some easy ways to remember some of this. I like Sienna's, I don't remember what it was now, but...
Face is the blanks in the...
Yeah, I'm what? Face is what? The blanks
on...
What?
In the space on the which clef?
The treble clef, right? So if you don't know, now this is important for song leaders. If you're thinking about lead and singing, Now, our book, you don't even have to know this for our book, because our book just lays it out for you, which is super nice, okay? But then I look sometimes, because I get so dependent, I've gone to other places and they don't have that anymore, and it takes me a minute to remember what note that is, okay? But it's F-A-C-E. If you just know this is F, you can figure every other note out. You don't even have to remember all of them. It might take you a little longer because you know as they go up and as they go down what they are. And there's all kinds of ways to remember, like the line. So this could be every good boy does fine. You know, this is all cows eat grass. There was your burrito one. I don't remember what that was. But anyway, those are the treble and bass clef and the notes. Not going to get into it right now in deep, but some notes have a sharp and some notes have a flat. What does that mean? What is a sharp? It's a half a step higher. Now, not every, and I don't know why, and this is where you get into keys, okay? Because when you're in different keys, there's different notes can have sharps. And in other keys, they're not allowed to have sharps. Now we're getting beyond my, okay, where I go. And then there's a flat, and a flat is what?
Lower.
It's a half a step lower. Okay? And what does anybody, what does a sharp signal look like?
If it's sharp.
Yeah, hashtag, thank you. So if you had a, you know, well, this doesn't matter, forget that. But that's a sharp, and you'll see that on some notes. Okay, you'll see that. And then a flat looks like what? I can't draw this. It's this way, right?
A D.
It's a D? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's something like that. You'll see it in there. Okay. All right, so now let's talk about timing. So these are the tones. These are the sounds. These are the different tones. Then is the letters go up, or you go up on the clefs, what happens with the tones?
It goes higher.
They go higher, right? And when they go down, they go lower. So if you're, just say if you're a woman and you think you're a soprano, you open your book, and what line are you going to look at?
The top line.
The top line. Okay, so the top line on the treble clef. And if you think you sing alto, you'll sing the second line on the treble clef. Right? And so when you're watching that, just listen, try to listen. And if you know somebody around you sings tenor or bass or alto or soprano, you'll hear their voice go higher typically, if they're singing right, okay, as the notes go higher. So when the notes go higher, your voice should go higher. When the notes come down. So now we're going to talk about how long do you hold the notes. So what does that mean? So now you know that you go up and down, and you know what clef you're. You know the names of the clef. You know it's a staff. You know the names of the notes. And you can always figure out, you know, what the notes are if you have a pitch pipe, and we'll talk about that again at some point. But, you know, I can look and say C. Okay, there's a C, right? Or E. So they all have their own sound. All right. But how long do you hold them? So to know that, you have to know the different types of notes, not the tone. And so I'm going to erase my beautiful work here. At least this much of it. I'll leave the treble up there for fun. Okay. There's different kinds of notes, and we're going to look at measures at some point, okay, and what measures are. But let's just say there's a span of time here. Don't get too focused on that line, okay? When you see that note, what is that note called? This isn't an A, B, C, D, E, F, G kind of a thing. Okay, yeah, it's a type of note, right? So it's a whole note. And what does a whole note mean?
A whole measure.
It's the whole measure. Okay? So it's the whole thing. It's hungry. Right? So it's the whole note. All right, so you have whole notes. Then on the same amount of time, and listen, I'm horrible at drawing notes and stuff, okay? So cut me some slack here. What is that note? What kind of note?
Half.
It's a half note. That's right. And what is that in relationship to the whole note? How much is that? It's 50%. It's half. Sorry, you don't have to raise your hand. You can just go. This is just class. You just go. Okay? So if I need how many half notes to equal a whole note?
Two.
You need two. All right? So I need another one. Okay? Then there's one of these. What kind of note is that?
Quarter.
It's a quarter note. Okay? So think of whole, half, and a quarter. You can think of maybe an inch. If you think of an inch, you have a whole inch. You have a half an inch. Now you have a quarter of an inch. So to equal two half notes, how many quarter notes do I need? No? Listen to the question. For how many half note, to make a half note, how many quarter notes?
Two.
Right? So I need another one. And another one. And another one. Right? So these two equal this. These two equal this. Does this equal this? Yeah. Right? So this is all of it. This is like a whole. And this is four. This is two each. So this is two plus two is four. One plus one plus one plus one is four. All right? I'm just going to do one more. You can go on forever here. Okay. What kind of note is that with a little flag on it?
It's an eighth note.
And how many eighth notes does it take to make a quarter note?
Two.
Okay, you see a pattern here? Okay, didn't get this one over enough, but you get the point. Now it's starting to look like a shepherd's staff. Okay. Now an eighth note, what I just drew, looks like this. What's that?
16th.
It's a 16th.
Tape measure class.
That's all this is. And if you have three,
32nd
note. These are fast. These are like you don't have a whole lot of time. And the eighth note's pretty quick. The 16th note is pretty quick. Like you're just hitting it. Okay? 32nd is you look in the songbook, you don't see a whole lot of 32nd notes in there. And when people are playing music, they do 30 seconds. But not in singing, you don't see a whole lot. You'll see 16th notes. Okay? Now, so those are, that's kind of how the notes work, right, as far as is time. So questions on that?
It's always easy when you're in a, when you're listening to it and then you read the book. Your brain's gonna answer if you're not used to it.
Okay. So let's do that for a minute. Vance said, what about the dot after a note? So if you put a dot after a note, what does that mean? So Well, it adds a half of whatever note it's beside. So this is a quarter note, and let's just say the quarter note gets a beat. So if this is one, if I do a dotted quarter note, then how long do you hold it? One and a half. One and a half, right? So it's the one, and it's another half of this. And we're going to get into this, and this is where it won't get super confusing, but if this doesn't make sense, because I'll cover it later. If the quarter note is what gets a beat, okay, and a beat is, think of a metronome. Have you seen? Some of you don't even know what a metronome is, okay? But there's a thing that, you know, on a piano, the click, 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 click. It helps you keep time. It's just like the song leader's hand. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. This speed doesn't change, okay? It stays constant. And if a quarter note gets a beat, one quarter note, two quarter note, three quarter note, four quarter note, and you start over, one, two, three, four, this gets one and a half. If you had a half note, a dotted half note, how many beats is that? It's three quarters, so it's three beats. Because it's half, it's a half note, which is two, remember? Two quarter notes, so that's two beats in a half note, plus half of a half note. And half of a half note is one. So you got three right there. And you'll see the dots. You'll see the dots all in the, you especially see this. You'll see this one a lot. Dotted half note, and that means you hold it three of the beats. So it's a little, it's one beat longer than a normal half note. Okay.
Now that we're
talking about beats and timing and all that stuff, let's talk about time signature for a minute. Now, open to 47, I think it is. Is that doxology? I think that's doxology. Okay. So you can look at any song, but look at 47 for a minute. And you see the treble clef. And on the treble clef, to the right, you see a sharp sign. That's the hashtag. Ignore that for now. We're not going to talk about that. It means, and that sharp is on the G line. Oh, it's not true. Sorry. Okay, just forget it. I shouldn't talk about that. That's getting into the key. Don't worry about that. Okay. What I want to get to is the four and the four. So those two numbers on each other are called what? Does anybody know? Time signature. Okay, so that 4-4 is a time signature. Look at 45, number 45. What's the time signature on 45? 6-8. It's just 6-8. We'll get to what they mean in a minute. But the time signature on 45 is 6-8. On 47, it's 4-4. The most common is 4-4. You see 4-4 through probably 70% of the songs is 4-4 time. Okay. Now let's talk about what they mean. So take 4-4. What does the top number mean? It's beats per measure. Okay, beats per measure. So now let's talk about what is a measure. So this is the staff, and let's look at doxology, okay, number 47. See the word praise, and you look above, there's a note. And just to the right of that note, and for extra credit, what is that top note, the soprano note on praise? What? That's a G, okay? But right to the right of that G, what do you see? A measure line. Okay? So there's a measure line. And you'll keep going to the right, and you see God from whom all, and right after all is the second. So that's the end of the first. That's the first full measure. Okay, it's really the second measure, but it's the first full measure. So those lines are the measures. Those are called measures. Between the lines is the measure. And the top number four is telling you that there are four beats in a measure on this song, which means number 45, Day is Dying in the West. How many beats are in those measures?
Six.
Okay? Because there's six beats in a measure on number 45, and there's four beats in a measure on number 47, and in 46, there's four beats in a measure. So let's look at doxology and look at that first full measure where it starts with the word God. What kind of note, I'm not talking about the pitch, but what kind of note, they're all the same. What kind of notes are in that first full measure? Okay. They're quarter notes. And how do you know they're quarter notes? How do you know they're not eighth notes or 16th notes? Yeah. Yeah, and what about them lets you know that? They don't have what? They don't have a flag on them. There's no flag on them. So you know they're quarter notes. You hear? You know they're quarter notes. They're solid. They're solid with no flag. That's a quarter note. Now, let's talk about, before we can look at that full measure, what does the bottom number of the time signature mean? What does the second four mean?
Six. Is that how many are in the last measure?
Quarter note gets
the beat. The quarter note gets the beat. So what does that mean? Okay? The quarter note gets the beat. So, you've stomped your foot, right, when you're singing or whatever. That's kind of the beat. You find the beat of the song. If the top number is telling you how many beats are in a measure, when you look at that measure, that first full measure on doxology, one way you can look is say, wow, there are four quarter notes, and I know that there's four beats, so that means the quarter note gets the beat. The other way you can do it is just know that when it's a four, the quarter note gets the beat. But you can do it mathematically by looking and deduce it, or you can just know when there's a four on the bottom, the quarter note gets a beat. So if there's four beats in a measure, which is what the top four tells us, you would expect the equivalent of four quarter notes in every measure. Does that make sense? Stop me. It's not making sense. So when you look at 4-4 time, the top four tells you how many beats are in a measure, and the bottom one tells you what note gets the beat. And if the quarter note gets the beat, which it does on 4-4 time, then you're looking for the equivalent of four quarter notes in every measure. So how can that happen? Well, let me tell you how that happens. This is written in 4-4 right here. So right here, if between here and here, let's call this a measure, right? This is a measure, here to here, then there's four quarter notes. So, to get four beats in a measure, it could be any one of these or these mixed up. It could be a whole note all by itself, gets four beats. It could be two half notes. It could be a half note and two quarter notes. That equals four. Two, three, four. This equals four. This equals two. This is two. This is one, 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 one. This is a half of this. It's half of this, right? So this is 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5. You add those all up. These all equal 4. You see that? They all equal 4. So let's look at doxology. Look at that first full measure. Over the word God, it's a quarter. From is a quarter. Okay, here's the other thing. Just we make these things so complicated. There's a whole nother way of telling the notes, and it's shaped notes. So look at, I hate to even bring this up, but I have to because someone's going to ask it. So look at the soprano on God. That quarter note is shaped like a what? It's a triangle. Okay, so to make it more confusing, now they've added, but some people, they live and die by this, right? They can't think without shaped notes. Look at over whom, the word whom, that's a square. Okay, so some are square, some are oval, some are triangle, some are diamonds. There's a do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Each one of those, it's just an octave. Instead of doing letters, people learn shapes. Okay? I'm going to tell you for this class, ignore the shapes. Pretend they're all beautiful little circles. Okay? Just like this. You don't need to know the difference between I don't know the difference between a triangle and a square. I don't do the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do thing. But you can. I'm sure you Google it, YouTube it. Someone will be happy to teach it to you for an hour and a half. Okay? But for this, I'll just pretend they're all... What you're looking for is, are they solid? Are they open? Do they have a flag? Do they have a dot? That's all you need to know. Don't worry about... Okay, so let's go back. So 4-4 time means what? There's four beats in a measure, and the quarter note gets the beat. So you want the equivalent of four quarter notes in every measure. Does that happen in the first measure, full measure? Yeah, there's four quarter notes. There are four solid notes with just a stem, no flag. What about the second full measure that's over blessings, flow, praise? How many of what type of notes are there? Four quarters again. Okay, so it's true. There's four quarter notes are in a measure. Four beats in a measure. It keeps going for the third one. Four quarter notes. Now, what about here below? Are there three quarter notes in that measure? Yeah, don't pay attention to where the paper ends. Look for the next line. Look for the measure, the end of the measure, which is a vertical line. There's no vertical line yet. So it goes down, and look at after praise. There's one more above praise. That's your fourth one. So there's three at the top on the top line. And then when you drop down to praise, it's still on the treble clef. There's one more. So that's still four beats in a measure. And then what about the next one? Hymn above ye, it's four quarter notes in that measure. So there's four beats. And four in the next one. Unless you're tenor. We're going to stay on soprano. We'll come back to that. Very observant. Well done. The next one, Father, Son, and are four beats. And then what about the last one? Look at the very last measure, Holy Ghost. How many beats? Is that three beats in that measure?
There's an eighth note on the alto line.
There is. Well, no. No.
Praise Father, Son, and.
So Holy Ghost. So praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So look at Holy Ghost. Look at that just before the word holy on the soprano. Okay, so you have three beats there. Holy is two. Ghost is one. But that's three beats. But the measure doesn't end until you go back up to the top. See how praise is all by itself? There's one beat there. That's not a whole measure. It's just one beat. So those two together, that's four. They tied it together. All right? Okay, no, that was fun. Let's flip over to 954. Well, wait a minute. Ugh, no. Because that's 2, 2, 10. Let's not do that. We need to go to 51. No, don't do that one. That's 3-2 time. That's really confusing. Hold on. I should have looked. I did look, but okay, 54. Holy, holy, holy. 54. Look at 54. All right. This is just what you have to practice a little bit just to know this. So what time signature is holy, holy, holy? 4-4. Which means what? Four beats what? In a measure. And what note gets the one beat? The quarter note. So let's see if that's true. Look at the first measure of holy, holy, holy. The soprano line. What kind of notes are those?
Quarter.
They're quarter because they're solid and they just have one staff. Okay? Now, look at the next measure, soprano. What are those notes?
They're half.
They're half notes. And how many quarter notes are in a half note? Two. Okay? So there's still four beats in that measure, but there's only two notes. All right? Because you're adding them together. Look at the next measure. There's four quarters. So that equals four. Look at the next measure. Mighty. Two half notes. All right. Yeah, so look at this. You know holy, holy, holy. So watch and listen. So watch. This is 4-4 time. So it's holy, holy, whole. So see, you're holding the whole, right? Twice as long as you just did any of the other ones. You're holding it two beats. So it's holy, right? So it's holy, holy, holy. Two beats. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's holy, holy. And then it's holy. So it's 1, 2. So you got two beats, two beats. You're holding it twice as long. Because a quarter note, a half note is two quarter notes. But you're just holding it. Okay? Then you go to Lord God Almighty, four quarter notes. Lord God Almighty. So those are two notes again. They get two beats, so you're holding them twice as long as you did the quarter notes before. All right, now this is for my PhD music students. Now we get to this measure early in the morning, early in the. Okay, look at this. So look at that first soprano note. What is that called? It's a dotted what? It's a dotted quarter note. It's a dotted quarter note. All right, so just look at it. It's a quarter note with a freckle. Okay? Which is how many beats? If a quarter note gets a beat, it's 1.5. So you're not going to hold that note quite as long as you just did the mighty before, either one of those. Those were two beats. This one you're going to hold just 1.5. Okay? But then look at Li on her early. So that's for early. And then Li, what note is that? What type of note? It's an eighth note. And how much of a beat does an eighth note get? Okay, it's half of a quarter. Half of a quarter. It's a half a beat.
So, like if we're doing, so the first one goes halfway up.
Yeah.
And then the next one.
I'd say don't get to the hand things yet. We'll do the hand timing yet, because you're gonna just think of right now. Early is 1.5. Well, is 1.5, and then Li is a half. So if you add 1.5 and a half, what do you get?
Two.
So there's two beats between those. They could have done two quarters. They could have gone early in the... But they didn't want to do that. They didn't like it, right? They didn't want to do early in the... But it's early in the morning. Right, they like that little bit of jazz there, right? So they're like... So like hold that part, and then you catch up with an eighth note, right? Just to break it up a little bit, because they already did four quarters, two halves, four quarters, two halves. Now they want to shake it up a little bit, right? And they want to do a dotted quarter with an eighth, but that still equals two. And then what else do they have? What's the rest of that measure? Those two notes that are left in the two quarters. So how many beats are in that measure? Four. So it's still four beats. It's still the same amount of time. It's just some of the notes you kind of slow down and then you rush real fast to get to the end. But you're still going to get to the end at the same time. If it was a whole note, it would just be one big note for four beats. Okay? That is time signature. We're going to keep going on that. Now, okay, let's look at 56 since we're here. Do I have three, four times? I don't have three. Okay, look at 56. 56, what is the time signature in Holy is the Lord? 3-4. So what does that mean? Three beats per measure, and what gets the beat? A quarter note. So you're going to expect three beats in every measure. So let's look at the first measure of Holy is the Lord, 56. What do you have there? You've got a half note and a quarter note. So how many beats does a half note get?
Two.
Two. And how many beats does a quarter note get?
Four.
A quarter note? One. So two plus one is three. So see, it doesn't equal four anymore. Like holy, 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 number 54. Now they have three beats in a measure. Okay? Look at the next holy on 56. It's a half and a quarter. Now look at the third holy. Look at that third measure on 56. What note is that in the soprano? It's a dotted half note. It's just a half note with a dot. And the dot means? It means 50% of whatever that note is. So it's a half note. How many, if the quarter note gets the beat, which it does on the bottom four time, the quarter note gets the beat, how many beats is a half note?
Two.
And if you have a dotted half note, it's 50% of that added. So how many beats?
Three
total. Yeah, the dot is one. The dot means one. So you get it. So you're holding that for three beats. Okay, you're holding that for three beats. And the next measure you hold for three beats. Right. So there's two notes. So those are. It's a holy. I don't know this song, but okay. All right. I know this is a little taxing. Let's go to 954. You know this song. We sing it. I gotta end up here. All right. I'm going to blow your mind with Jesus Loves Me. Okay? Jesus Loves Me is going to blow your mind. Just when you thought you had it down. So what's the time signature in Jesus Loves Me? It's 2-2. How many beats in a measure? 2, because that's the top number, even though they're the same. Know that it's that you're looking at the top number for beats in the measure. Now, what kind of note gets the beat? A half note. So just make a note that when you see a 2 on the bottom, the half note gets the beat. When you see a 4 on the bottom, the quarter note gets the beat. When you see a 2 on the bottom, the half note gets the beat. When you see an 8 on the bottom, an eighth note gets the beat. Okay? So just know. Don't try to, just for now, just try to memorize that. So the 2 means that the half note gets the beat. Now, a half note gets the beat, which means it gets its whole beat, the one beat. And there's only how many beats in a measure? 2. So how many quarter notes do you have to have in a measure? So if a half note gets the beat, right here, half note gets the beat, right here, which means, and there's how many beats in a measure in this song, Jesus Loves Me? 2. That means this gets a beat, this half note, and this half note gets a beat. So instead of it being 2 beats now, this is 2 beats in 4 time, but in 2 time, this is cut in half. So now it is the one beat. Which means you have to have how many quarter notes in a measure on 2-2 time? You got to have 4 if you're going to do quarter notes, because it takes 2 quarter notes to make a half note. So everything got cut in half because they put a 2 down there instead of a 4. Now the timing is still the same in the sense how long you hold them. You're always going to hold a quarter note half the time of a half note. Okay? You're always going to hold a whole note twice as long as a half note, regardless of who gets the beat. But then you get into tempo. So the reason they change it is for tempo. They're telling you how fast they want you to move in the song. And we don't have to really get into that much. Okay. So,
can I ask a question?
Yes. No, go ahead.
But I'm looking at this from a mathematics standpoint, so I'm thinking about fractions. So whatever the bottom number is, if you just put a 1 on the top, you know what note it should be. So like on the 6-8, if I put a 1 on top, I know that the one that gets the beat is the 8th note.
That's a very good way of thinking about it.
Then I know it has to be half. If it had a 1 on the bottom, I know it was the whole note.
That's right. So that's another good way to think about it, is if you want to know which one gets the beat, if you put a 1 on the top, if you think of it as a fraction, because Jesus Loved Me 2-2, that's not a fraction. That's not what they're trying to say. Those two things mean two different things. But if you put a 1 over the 2, that tells you it's a half, which means the half note gets the beat. That's right. No, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, we're out of time. I was going to look at 977, Why Do You Wait, Dear Sinner, and that's in 6-8 time. 6-8 time. which means how many beats in the measure? Six. And what gets the beat? An eighth note. Okay, an eighth note. So when you look in there, you're going to look for the equivalent of 6/8 notes, the equivalent of 6/8 notes. Sometimes it will be 6/8 notes. But it could be any combination of these timing of these notes to make six. Okay? Is an eighth note being the beat? All right, we're going to stop there. I do want though, we're going to move into leading singing because I only have two more of these, like probably the next week. Okay, so if your kids have the songs that they're going to do, it wouldn't hurt if I knew what those songs were. You know, you can get to me either Wednesday night, Sunday morning, whenever, because we'll look at those songs. Okay, all right, we'll do a devotional here shortly.